This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmer's Edge. I'm Riley Smith. With support from the National Pork Board and the Beef Checkoff Program, the U.S. Meat Export Federation recently joined USDA staff in meetings with Colombian officials designed to build a better understanding of the industry, both in the U.S. and Colombia. We'll have more right after this.
Keep your soil in state with Iowa local Farmer's Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmer's Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmer's Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
USMEF Director of Export Services Courtney Heller said the seminar was born out of a string of challenges that have popped up for exporters sending U.S. red meat to Colombia, including the country's decision to ban imports of beef from states where a highly pathogenic avian influenza has been detected in dairy cows.
USMEF Colombia, USMEF Denver, and the Foreign Egg Service Post in Bogota came together with an idea to build relationships and really improve understanding of how both markets work, particularly in relation to importing U.S. beef and pork into Colombia. We had some outstanding technical trade issues that we felt that would probably be resolved if we just really met and discussed how the industry worked. In that time period, as we were arranging this seminar, high path avian influenza was found in some of our dairy cattle in Colombia. Started to ban U.S. beef if that high path avian influenza was found in dairy cattle in by state.
Heller said U.S. officials gave a farm-to-fork view of the U.S. livestock industry, explaining the extensive safeguards that are in place to ensure food safety in the U.S.
The difference between Colombia and the U.S. is that the Colombia has very few federally inspected plants, and in our country, almost every and especially every large plant is federally inspected. And the infrastructure is very large and very effective.
For more information, visit usmef.org. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.